This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Samsonite is reporting strong profits this morning. It has benefited from better returns in the travel industry as people take more trips. Apparently, many of them are upgrading their suitcases. Here's Adam Allington.
Scott Ford has got his sales pitch down. I mean, smooth.
What we've got is we've got a Polycarb bag. It is in a black matte. It's got a four-wheel system on it.
Ford is a manager at Passport Luggage and Gifts at the St. Louis Galleria Mall. My guess is if anyone can make luggage sexy, it's him. What he's showing me now is a medium-sized carry-on by the German company Rimowa.
And how much does it cost?
This bag right now retails for $525.
Wow, that is quite a lot for a carry-on.
It is.
But people are buying it.
People are not only buying it, it's doing very, very well.
After years of cutbacks, he says people appear to be traveling again, and the numbers back him up.
When you have, as you do have, you know, travel increasing again to a new all-time high in 2013, it definitely has positive spillover effects.
David Huther is a senior vice president for research and economics for the U.S. Travel Association. While domestic travel has been rising steadily in recent years, he says the real driver of the industry is emerging markets like China, India, and Brazil.
The importance of the emerging markets really can't be overstated with respect to the travel industry.
In terms of growth, Asia generated a full third of luggage maker Samsonite sales in 2010. That prompted Samsonite to float its IPO on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange to be closer to one of its main customers. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.